just I don't know if our mentality is that. Our mentality this year is to play good defense and get off the field. But, you know, we preach it. And I think teams know that we want to get the ball out. But, you know, again, we can't force it. We just have to play within ourselves and continue to make plays that way.
Do you think teams back in the day when the Chiefs played Seattle in the AFC West, the old AFC West, they used to have what they called the Seattle rules, mm-hmm. because Seattle was known for taking that ball away. And do you think other teams really, when they play against you guys, know that these Chiefs, they do take the ball away, or they did, and they're even more conscious when they play you?
I think they're conscious to know, you know, some of our guys on the team, you know, are going to go for the ball.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have that rule that, like Seattle did. I think we're just playing ball out there and trying to make plays and hopefully get some turnovers.
I mean, it's part of it, too. Derek Johnson was a guy who used to get turnovers. Eric Berry would get turnovers, and he's missed most of – I mean, is it a matter of maybe just missing those guys, too?
We do. I mean, we miss those players. You know, people don't realize how good of a player Derek Johnson is till he's not in the lineup. I mean, he made a lot of plays. You know, we miss them, but we got to rally around the guys we have right now.
How do you feel,
Tom,
like the
you guys
reacting to the last couple of weeks? What do you learn about a team when you go through a couple of struggling games like this?
It's adversity. You know, we know we can play with any team. I believe we have the best team, special team, defense, and offense. It's just we have to put it together. If we don't, I think I've said this before. If we don't play as a full unit, it's tough. You know, when we play as a full unit, it's hard for teams to just, you know, beat us. But if we don't put it together, it's tough.
Tom, defensively, you guys are really, really good against the pass, really, really not so good against the run. Why such a disparity there?
Again, that's a mindset, you know. I think we come in and maybe we want a pass rush. You know, we want to stop the passing, and we forget that the only way we can get that done is to play the run. And it's a mindset, and our guys have to embrace that and not come in the game just thinking pass rush or and stuff like that. We got to stop the run.
So people want to just come in and rush the quarterback. They don't want to stop the run?
I mean, at times you got to think about it. You kind of think that way. We're coming in to pass rush. You're playing Peyton Manning. You know he's going to throw the ball the entire game most of the time. And, you know, it's a mindset. We know if we put a stop to the run, we get a chance to rush the pass so we can have success in that area.
Along those lines, Tom, but the last couple of weeks the tackling hasn't been what it was. Is that part of the – is it related to the same point you're making?
Mindset. Everything we do, like, you know, from that playoff game, finishing. So it's all a mindset. We have to harp on it a little bit and just execute. It's just fundamental. And these last couple of weeks that's went by, we haven't been technically right in our gaps. And, you know, we're going to straighten that. And that's Coach Reed's attitude, and that's our attitude.
Any similarities between 9-0 and 7-3 with the attitude of the team?
I don't think so. I think last year we came in and we was having fun, and this year we're up and down, new team. But when we play together, it's just different. You know, I feel like this is a better team than last year as far as a collective group playing together.